91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Belleville police are looking for a missing person. George Lauder has not been seen since October 26th of this year. Lauder is described as 5'9" tall, weighing approximately 150 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, and has a mustache. If anyone knows about the whereabouts of George Lauder, Belleville police ask you to contact them or Crime Stoppers. A Belleville man is being hailed as a hero following a dramatic double rescue this morning at a fire scene in Thurlow. Mike Brennan, a neighbor of the location, pulled an elderly couple to safety and even managed to rescue their dog, Belleville Fire Department officials said. Two people were taken to Belleville General Hospital to be examined for smoke inhalation. There is no word yet as to what the cause of the fire was, but it is not being considered as suspicious at this time. The bad weather certainly affected drivers yesterday in Belleville. Police say that they responded to a total of 14 accidents in a 24-hour period yesterday. One in particular involved a collision between a car and a deer on West Moira Street. The deer was killed, and the car suffered what police said was significant damage. The New Democrats are saying that they simply do not believe the Liberal government when it says it will not sell eHealth Ontario or any of its assets. NDP finance critic Catherine Fife says the government is using the same language to talk about the eHealth system that it did to justify the sale of Hydro One.
They said very clearly that they weren't going to sell off Hydro One as well. And they're using the exact same language, broadening, augmenting, modernizing, leveraging. They've got their privatization thesaurus out and they're using it day in and day out.
Health Minister Eric Hoskins says the government wants to put better leverage and manage its e-health assets, but insists that there will be no sale of the provincial agency. A proposed class action lawsuit has been launched against Ottawa for alleged gender and sexual orientation-based discrimination and harassment of female members of the Canadian Armed Forces. A statement of claim was filed today with the Nova Scotia Supreme Court. Lawyer Ray Wagner says the plaintiff in the case is Jillis Rogers, a 29-year-old Forces member from Nova Scotia, who says that he suffered during her time in the military.
The innuendos, the touching, the actual sexual abuse, the fact that she never felt that there was a safe place where she could report these things to people in authority. She felt she would be punished, and this is something that is very consistent and well known within the forces, that there is this culture of keeping things suppressed.
Wagner says it is likely to be sometime next year before they know if the class action lawsuit will proceed. That's QNET News on 91X to 1. In sports, on Friday, the Loyalist College men's basketball team will take their 4-3 record. Will put their 4-3 record on the line when they play the St. Lawrence College Vikings. The team is coming off a win against Lesite over the weekend. While there's no games in the OJHL tonight, tomorrow Trenton will host Lindsay. In the National Hockey League, three Canadian teams will take to the ice tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be up against the Carolina Hurricanes at 7 p.m., and Ottawa and Montreal will face off in an all-Canadian matchup at 7:30. There should be plenty of excitement tonight when the Montreal Impact play Toronto FC in the opening game of their MLS semifinal series. A crowd of more than 60,000 people is expected to attend what is going to perhaps be the biggest game ever between the two Canadian teams. Montreal's midfielder Patrice Bernier says his team has to try to stay composed and focused on executing their game plan.
No, I don't think the team will be afraid or in awe of the 60,000. And we'll just try to use it as a motivator, because we do know that the 12th player can, if we play well, it'll be an extra push.
The game between Toronto and Montreal kicks off tonight at 8 p.m. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries and a high of +1. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of -8. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of +1. At 102, it's 0 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X next at 3.